44. Red Leather. Petal said that her bags were waiting in the Jaguar. "You won't want to be coming back to Notting Hill," he said, "so we've arranged something for you in Camden Town."
"Petal," she said, "I have to know what has happened to Sally."
He started the engine.
"Swain was blackmailing her, forcing her to kidnap—"
"Ah, well then," he interrupted. "I see. Shouldn't worry if I were you."
"I am worried."
"Sally, I would say, has managed to extricate herself from that little matter. She's also, according to certain official friends of ours, managed to cause all record of herself to evaporate, apparently, except for a controlling interest in a German casino. And if anything's happened to Angela Mitchell since Ned hasn't gone public with it, all of that is done with now."
"Will I see her again?"
"Not on my parish, please." They pulled away from the curb.
"Petal," she said, as they drove through London, "my father told me that Swain—"
"Fool, bloody fool. Rather not talk about it now."
"I'm sorry."
The heater was working. It was warm in the Jaguar, and Kumiko was very tired now. She settled back against Red Leather and closed her eyes. Somehow, she thought, her meeting with 3 Jane had freed her of her shame, and her father's answer of her anger. 3 Jane had been very cruel. Now she saw her mother's cruelty as well. But all must be forgiven one day, she thought, and fell asleep on the way to a place called Camden Town.